And so with that, we have several areas that we're going to cover today as far as the 2015 update. Legislative updates, case law updates, administrative developments, and then also just trending issues that have been on my radar. I have noticed that I've kind of been moving from the microphone. When I do that, can you still hear me? Is that a yes? Okay. So let's first jump into the legislative updates. On the franchise tax side, we didn't have a lot of movement. You know, we have this franchise tax. Everybody hates it, but nobody really wants to do anything about it. So the legislature sort of, in 2015, picked up where the 2013 legislature had been with respect to decreasing the burden of the tax, largely by decreasing the tax rate and making other modifications. And so there are three primary categories that we'll go over, and that's going to be an increased threshold rate for those who can claim the easy calculation for franchise tax, as well as permanent rate decreases. And then we see a new exemption for veteran-owned businesses. With respect to the easy rate, so with respect to franchise tax calculation, there is an option for certain taxpayers that have a certain amount of revenue to use an alternate calculation. So instead of using the long form where you would need to calculate, say, a cost of goods sold deduction or a compensation deduction, you trade in your deduction in exchange for a shorter calculation where you really just take your gross receipts, less revenue exclusions, and multiply it by a lower tax rate. And so in 2015, the legislature took the revenue threshold from $10 million or less to $20 million or less. So now more businesses are going to be able to calculate their franchise tax using the easy calculation, which now, as we see, has a tax rate of 0.331%.